أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى قال ألقها يا موسى فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, we've been discussing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dialogue, Allah ta'ala's kalam with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala spoke about his oneness, Allah spoke about him being the Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also emphasized on the very important aqidah of the day of qiyamah. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now confers upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam two very great mu'ajizah, two very great miracles. The mu'ajizah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them, number one, as a proof of the nubuwwat. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants these mu'ajizah, as its name suggests, to make i'jaz, in other words, to overpower the enemy. And then the enemy sees this and they bring iman in Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. The third very important aspect that we should remember as far as mu'ajizah is concerned is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants these mu'ajizah, these miracles to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam according to the predominant feats of the people. Whatever has been a point of contestment as far as the people are concerned, whatever has been a point insofar as the people have been proud about, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings the mu'ajizah of that Nabi, and that Nabi thereafter defeats the people in that particular feat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. O Musa, what is that in your right hand? Here Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was holding an asa, he was holding a staff or a stick. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also known that it was a stick. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had also known it was a stick. But here the ulama have expressed a very important aspect, that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to bring about in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam a form of familiarity with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a form of compassion and kindness that is shown from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him the supernatural feat, this mu'jiza, this miracle, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be 100% sure that whatever he has in his hand, he knows 100% that it is a staff, it is a stick. And from here also the ulama have written that this has been the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to hold a stick or to hold upon a staff. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds, qala hiya asai, O Allah, this is my stick, this is my staff. And insofar as the reply was concerned, this was sufficient for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to have replied. Allah asked about the stick, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was supposed to have replied, this is my stick. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes on and he explains to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the knower of everything, atawakkahu alayha, that I lean upon it. In other words, when I walk, I lean upon the stick, or when I'm standing, I lean upon the stick. Wa ahushu biha ala ghanami, and then I beat down the leaves from the trees for my flock. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has been doing this. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ, and for me there are many other uses that I use the staff, I use the stick for. So here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after replying the necessary reply, after giving the necessary reply, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continues with certain uses of the stick, and the ulama have written that this Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does because he wants to prolong this discussion with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He wants to prolong this kalam with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person can imagine that here he is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but obviously he doesn't want to also go above board, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stops at this particular point. Qala alqiha ya Musa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now tells us that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, throw the stick down. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does so. Allah says, فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. And suddenly it becomes a serpent, it becomes a snake that runs towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam becomes apprehensive, he becomes afraid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to pick up the stick now and do not fear. What caused the fear in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? There are two important aspects that we should remember. He was a Nabi of Allah undoubtedly, but at the same time he was human, and this was a human fear that had come into Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had this fear. There are some narrations from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this stick that became a snake went towards a tree, it ate up the tree, it also ate up a rock, and then it came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and this also created fear in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sanu'iduha sirataha al-ula. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you pick up the stick and the stick will come back into its original form. In other words, the snake becomes a stick once again. Very important lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us here, that these supernatural feet that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept at the hands of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is undoubtedly a reality. But here very, very important that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show Musa alayhi salam and the reciters of the Quran Kareem till the day of Qiyamah. The reality of everything is in the hands of Allah. The stick was a stick, and it was a reality that it was a stick. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed the reality of the stick, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it into a snake. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala re-changed it and brought it back into a stick, and that is the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the reality of everything lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the kind of iman and yaqeen that we should have in Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.